Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church, and I so love being with you here every week. I get excited about doing what we're doing together because this is a break from the ordinary reality we're in which we have to deal with all the random stuff going on each day. And some of that stuff is pleasing and makes us happy. Some of that stuff makes us mad. Some of that stuff frustrates us. And so what we're doing here at High Energy Health is we're stepping out of that set of ordinary experiences and giving us ourselves the extraordinary experience of high energy health, of spending time for nurturing, for self-compassion, for kindness, for development of our own best selves. You are doing that. You are making that choice by listening to the show. And I want you to do two things that are practical as well with this and every show. One is take notes. Don't just listen and let those ideas flow in one ear and out the other. Take notes so you can apply these things in your life. The second thing I would like to ask you to do is share this show with others. It's been going on for a couple of decades now, and we have a huge library of past shows. There are solutions here for people who are suffering, and you can probably think of many people in your life who need a lift, who need a boost, who need encouragement. And you are the person who can do that for them. Just today, actually, I got a very, very unexpected gift in the mail from a family member. And she just was so grateful because I just been there for her at a time when she was really suffering. And she mailed me a little unexpected gift. Who knows when what you do for a friend, for a colleague, could make all the difference in their lives. So email them a link to high energy health. They will find concrete, evidence-based solutions to their issues there. And in our archives, you'll find all kinds of wonderful shows that really hit home for people in various dimensions of their lives. So share the link to the show. That's your second do. First to do is take notes and apply these concepts. Number two is share this with other people. There are so many solutions available to us now that our ancestors, even our parents, never had. So I'm grateful for those. I'm grateful we can give them freely to so many other people in our lives. Thank you for sharing that gift. My guest today is Jennifer McLean. She's the author of 5 books. She has appeared on many media like Fox, ABC, CBS. She also created the largest and first online healing summit, Healing with the Masters. And over the course of 17 seasons, she reached millions of people. She's also the creator of the Spontaneous Transformation Technique, or STT, which releases unconscious and unresolved trauma from the body. Find out more at spontaneouscertification.com/3ST. I'll say that again, spontaneouscertification.com/3ST. Jennifer, it is such a delight to have you here today.
Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful here. And just a quick note, you might want to put a www in front of that.
Okay.
The link works better with the www in front of that. So thanks, Dawson. It's awesome to be here with you. And yeah, we are at a time when we really can make a difference by having these kinds of important discussions about energy medicine, about neuroscience, about the possibilities within each of us. So I'm always so grateful to be hanging out with you, and I'm also always so grateful for what you're doing and how many people you help through this material. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a joy to be in this space and be part of this wonderful community of healing that we see emerging all across the globe today. I'm so curious about your own personal story, your own personal evolution, how you came to this understanding that healing is not necessarily a pill or surgery.
Yeah, it is not a pill and it's not surgery. For me personally, it is the path to freedom. It's the path to power. It's the path to our light. It's the path to love and kindness and compassion. I was shown, I'm quite intuitive. I have, you know, I channel, it's kind of woo-woo, but I trust it because it's kind of, my premonitions come true. My guided information has helped me so dramatically. And so I was told a long time ago that the light workers on this planet, everyone on this planet is here to have a challenging childhood that allows them to use that as the patterns that we are here to overcome. And my guides in particular told me that, you know, I was kind of angry that I had such a challenging childhood with, you know, sexual abuse, narcissism, alcoholism. And my guides told me that in order to have a level 10 experience of love, which is what my soul intention was, I discovered through channeled information and through some guided processes of they showed me this, that in order to have a level 10 experience of love, which is what my intention, I found out that's my soul intention. It's not that you start at zero, it's that you start at minus. So I started at a minus 10 in order to get a plus 10 level of love. So everyone's on a different journey. You might be a minus 2, you might be a minus 5 to get a plus 5 or plus 2. Everyone's on a different journey, but there's always a little bit of minus that creates this yearning to expand. Dissonance creates harmony. In a symphony, dissonance creates the yearning for the harmony. And this is what our beautiful soul is here to do, is to overcome dissonance, be in resistance training, just like you are at the gym. You go to a gym, you push on weights for resistance training, and you use the resistance as a point of access to actually expand and heal. And for me personally, I believe that's what my life is. And I personally believe that because I believe that, it's helped me. Because I believe that everything is here for me, even the resistance, which I don't know if you've noticed, but there's quite a bit of resistance on this planet. that resistance,
no kidding.
Right? That resistance is here for me. It's for you. It's here for all of humanity to use as a point of access, to use just like a training in a gym is, to expand and to get stronger and to raise our vibration. That's what my guides tell me we're doing. But it doesn't have to be that. It's actually using it to change. And I know that you have some science that backs this up, but there is an opportunity for us to change our minds and to look at our life as an opportunity for transformation. Look at even the moment of upset as a point of access to actually heal and change. And this is what my whole life has been about, is looking at all of the moments of upset, of which there are many, and look at each one of them as a point of resistance that's here for me, for the very expansion and evolution of my soul, to actually have this incredible adventure that allows me to become a much different, better person, that allowed me to profoundly create things like energy medicine processes, like the spontaneous transformation technique, that helped me to overcome the trauma of my childhood. And you and I both know that the trauma from childhood is the foundation of what we're dealing with every day to this moment. That people who have PTSD in this moment from an adult childhood, well, that reaction that created the PTSD in adulthood started from what happened and the false beliefs and false conclusions and false and dysfunctional patterns that we created in childhood from that same trauma. So my work actually goes back and unwinds that childhood trauma without re-traumatizing, that allows us to have a domino effect that impacts the PTSD that happened maybe in our teens or 20s.
What was your first insight that this kind of shift might even be possible? I mean, you were growing up and obviously didn't know this at a very early age. When was your first, like, insight, inkling that this could be different?
Yeah, part of it was when I was 16 and my mom burned her finger really badly and it blistered instantly. It was a big blister. It was a bad burn. And I just grabbed her finger and I held it with the intention of, and it was a very innocent moment. It wasn't some ego thing. I'm a healer. It wasn't anything like that. It was just grabbing her finger saying, I think I can help. I just was really in this beautiful space of the no thing of the 0 point and really just held on to the idea of it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. And then after about 3 minutes, I let go of her finger. There was no burn. So that was the start. And honestly, it kind of freaked both of us out. We never talked about it again. And then later, I had a whole bunch of visions. The one I just shared about, you know, plus 10, minus 10. I had a vision about, you know, why is this happening to me? And I had a vision that showed me what I planned on the other side, that I planned with the perpetrators to say, yes, they would help me by being the perpetrator. There are people who would love me. And they stood up on the other side and said, yes, I'll help you. And I made a big decision to have a very big, challenging life so that I could actually create the spontaneous transformation technique. I could become a healer. I could reach literally millions of people. I could have a plus 10 experience of love. By the way, I haven't quite gotten a plus 10, but I'm on my way. I'm on my way. And I believe that everything is here for me. And part of what I share often, Dawson, is that if you don't believe some of these theories and some of the woo stuff, it's totally fine. But do believe what makes you feel good. So by knowing that all of my life is here for me, by knowing that the points of resistance are here for me as a point of access to actually heal, by knowing that before I came here, you know, the people that abused me stood up and said, I love you so much, I'll do that to you. By knowing that, it makes me feel better. And that's the goal. Because, you know, when we feel better, we're creating changes in the neurology. We're creating new neural pathways. We're creating new stories. And when we do that, we have a different kind of life.
Just you changing the story, your explanatory framework for what happened to you creates a better life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I've been a healer for almost 35 years. So I've worked with literally thousands of people. And I have, and hundreds of thousands when I do group work, you know, through Healing with the Masters. And I have so much evidence that when we change our mind, or we change our story, which is essentially the same thing, and we decide that I am not a victim, I am an empowered being that is moving through an evolutionary process. When we do that, our circumstances change. I have watched parents that have not been good parents change. I've watched a woman whose mother never once said they loved her, and she's now in her 60s, her mother's in her 90s, and her mother said, no, I love you. I've watched this happen, and the only thing that changed was the person, their internal perspective, the stories they have about themselves, changing the notion that they are no longer victims, but they are empowered beings moving through an evolutionary adventure that is here for us. Just that story alone helped me profoundly. When I was 28 years old and I was mad about the childhood I had, I got the information about, you know, why I'm here, and that my father showed up for me, and the other men that abused me, they are actually here as part of a contract. That's what they call as woo-woo. But again, it doesn't matter if any of that's true. What matters is that that perspective helped me to have a completely different life that had me have more compassion, more kindness, and I could forgive. And I couldn't before that story. So yeah, find a new story. And you know this, the body doesn't know the difference between the old story and the new. The only focus is on the new story, and it creates new neural pathways. It creates new chemistry. It balances hormones. It balances chakras. These stories really make a fundamental difference in the physical, emotional, and mental bodies.
Yeah, it does definitely change the body and change neural firing, wiring, changes hormones and enzymes, all kinds of things shift as our mental frame shifts. So it's remarkable to see those kinds of shifts. And then how did that evolve into you bringing this work out into a healing system?
Yeah, so I trained very early. I've trained in my 20s to become a healer, in part because I was seeking answers. And so I trained in cranial sacral therapy was my base. And I also, you know, became a Reiki master. I also trained in polarity therapy. And through the years, I got trained in other disciplines of healing. But those early moments in my 20s and then early 30s, where I trained intensely to become a healer, I got to see well-intentioned practitioners re-traumatize people. So the healing work was beautiful, and it taught me so much about some of the things we're talking about. And there's also this nuanced piece where I watch people writhing around on a table, and I'm like, oh my God, they're moving back into that trauma. I watch people do primal screaming, and I watch them move back into their trauma. I watched some, you know, amazing systems of healing that in the not so deft hands of people that are not as good at it. And I watched even like EMDR could re-traumatize. In really good hands, EMDR is fabulous. Even EFT in not so deft hands could re-traumatize because it's bringing people back into the trauma. And so, in that moment, I decided, and I also had a little trauma moment with one of my teachers who actually went through the little abuse sequence. So I got that too. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm out of here until I can figure out how to do something. And it was just really for myself to start how to do a healing system that doesn't re-traumatize. And slowly but surely, I started developing the spontaneous transformation technique. It actually really came to a head when I was 34 and I got cancer. And I'm like, I know a lot. I'm a healer. What am I going to do with this? I know this is here for me. How am I going to use this as point of access to heal through this? And then slowly but surely, it started giving me the 11 steps. It started with 7, and now it's 11 with a 12th optional step. And so slowly but surely, it gave me these steps. And it answered my prayer of not re-traumatizing. It is this incredible, gentle, safe system that has these very specific steps in very specific orders that allows you to move back into that moment, that child that got traumatized, without accessing the memory at all and actually unwinding and healing the core moment of the trauma, again, which dominoes affects all the trauma after that. Mm-hmm. And so I was incredibly blessed to ask the right questions of my guides and bring forward this information about how to resolve the trauma that gave me cancer all wow. those years later.
We'll talk more about that in the next segment. Yeah. You're listening to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. My guest is Jennifer McClain. For more about her spontaneous transformation technique, go to her website, www.spontaneouscertification.com/3STT, number 3STT, like spontaneous transformation techniques, /3STT. We'll be right back after a break. Please stay tuned. We'll join you in a moment.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping. Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello and welcome back. It's so good to have you here. I love sharing with you every week on this show, and we just have fabulous ideas and concepts that can inspire you and you can apply to your life. Imagine, for example, if as Jennifer is saying that your suffering has meaning, it might seem random and cruel to you, but imagine if you can frame it in such a way, tell yourself a story, just for the sake of your body, of it being a gift, it being a way of, as Jennifer was saying, producing enough resistance to move you in the opposite direction. I know it's a very unusual way to look at it. It may be a stretch for you, but play around with this idea. It really can make a difference in your life. So go ahead and try that idea on for size. Jennifer, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your cancer journey. That, at a very young age, was, I'm sure, a profound challenge you to have to face and move through, because you just spent years learning and training intensively in all these techniques.
Honestly, Dawson, it was kind of an interesting experience because in hindsight, it just looks like a blip. It doesn't look like anything that traumatic and dramatic because I wasn't that surprised. And part of it is because I knew that the amount of trauma I experienced in childhood, which was a lot, it's more than the average person, that I knew that it created challenges in the physical body. And when that showed up, I'm like, okay, that is not surprising. And yet it was also terrifying, right? It was also a moment of, oh my God, like, did I do this wrong? Right? Did I mess this up? Did I not do enough healing? And again, in hindsight, it was so clearly that this was what propelled me to create the spontaneous transformation tank. I wouldn't have created it if I didn't have cancer. So I believe cancer was in the blueprint of my life, that it was actually here for me, that it was part of the experience that I wanted that propelled me to create this system of healing. It propelled me to take the healing training that I had and advance it into this, my own system of healing that I felt not only that I needed personally. And honestly, I didn't share it with anyone for at least another 10 years, that I used STT on myself for a good 10 years over and over and over and over again. So it was terrifying, as that C word is. And yet it also showed me how strong I am, that I was able to overcome it really very quickly. 3 months. That was it. 3 months. I had cancer for 3 months. That was it. I didn't have to do chemo. I didn't have to do any of the radiation. I didn't have to do any of that stuff. The surgery removed it. It was done. And I've never had it since. And I think it's because, I mean, first of all, thank God for medicine. Thank God for medicine that they were able to just go in and remove it. Thank God. And secondly, thank God that I had been on this incredible healing journey. And this was another part of it, a big part that projected, that propelled me and projected onto me this system of healing that I needed really badly and forced me into it. And that's what most resistance does. It's like we have no choice in a way. And my experience is, I believe that my soul has a map and a plan for this journey, right? You know, as I shared, you know, when I was about 28, I got this vision of, you know, my soul had an intention. And so I believe my soul has a map and a plan. And when I get off the map and the plan, because my mind has decided that I'm a victim, my mind has decided there's something wrong in the world, and therefore it's impacting me. My mind has decided that someone else has to change in order for me to be okay. That's a really nasty one, because they'll never change. So you're never going to be okay. When my mind has decided that I'm in judgment or blame, when my mind has decided that I'm in righteous indignation, when I have decided that, I'm off track. I'm off track from my soul's journey. And so what gets me back on track? Resistance. The 2x4s, right? It's just telling me, yep, it's not, this is not it. And we might not know what it is, but when we open to all of this is here for me, when we open to I'm on the right track, even though I'm getting, you know, some resistance, it's not a punishment, by the way, it's just here for me that, and I'm here to open my intuition more. The moment of upset in any of our lives, when I'm upset at what someone said, to me, that's a point of access for what I'm ready to heal. For me, the reaction that I'm having to someone else's comment towards me, my reaction, that's a revelation. That is showing me where my energy is at in its dysfunction. And that now becomes a point of access that I can use to actually heal. Now I can make a new choice. I can look at it as an observer and say, whoa, you're really reacting to that. Look at that. How fascinating. Okay. What is that about? How is that supporting me? How is that here for me? And then I can do a spontaneous transformation technique or an EFT session or another energy medicine technique or even talk to a psychiatrist or a psychologist and say, this is what's happening. It's showing me something that I didn't know about myself and I'm ready to heal it.
Well, let's do another one of those little thought experiments, okay?
Sure.
So journal handy. And Jennifer's exact words for those most challenging experiences where I feel resistance, I don't feel good about something, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm feeling victimized, poor me, why me? The exact words she used, I wrote these down, and I want you to write them in your journal right now. What if that is your access point? What if that feeling of resistance, that negative emotion, is my access point to healing? What if? Just imagine for a moment. Just suspend disbelief with Jennifer and I for a moment here and ask yourself, what if that most difficult of experiences I'm going through right now is actually life knocking at my door and saying, there's healing in store for you here. And the fact that you felt this resistance, in fact, maybe in proportion to the resistance you feel, that is your access point to the healing. Jennifer, that was such a good spot. I couldn't resist.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you. I just love the way you turn it into an exercise. This is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, of course, the way to frame it. So it's going to really shift the way we see it, the way we experience it, shift it in our body, and open the door to positive change. We're going to a break right now. Please stay tuned. You're listening to High Energy Health. We'll be right back after a break.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Jennifer, I'm really curious about something you've alluded to in the context of resistance. And when we feel resistance, we can use it, as you're saying here, as the access point to growth. And you also have talked about the resistance we, as the human race, as humankind, are experiencing right now and how that can lead to our growth. How so? How can, I mean, there's so many tragedies, there's so many challenges right now. We face income inequality and climate change and global strife and warfare and rivalry between groups and nations. And there are so many challenges right now. How can all of these things actually lead to a happier outcome for us collectively?
Well, just a tiny little question there, huh? Explain all of humanity's history for me, please. So, I mean, to some, that could be a stretch, you know, that these are the questions that come up from a mind that can't believe that there's so much pain and suffering. And of course, it's a valid question. Of course, you know, our mind would come up with this, right? But there's no but. And when I can change my mind about it and look at it from a perspective of deep compassion, I am so sorry that these things are happening to these people, deep compassion. And yet also at the exact same sign, the exact same moment, deep trust. Both of those things are really important. So the idea here is not frivolous, spiritual, woo-woo, well, you know, they created that, or, you know, whatever that is. I have a hard time with that because oftentimes that comes from superiority. I come from a place of I trust your soul. I trust my soul. I trust your soul's journey. I trust my soul's journey. I trust their soul's journey. And I trust the interaction and agreements that we all made before we came here. You know, I trust the person who became a catalyst for profound change, both the leaders and the victims, right? Oftentimes, huge movements are created for someone who became a victim of that old system that doesn't work anymore. And I believe, again, that they created that. And I don't say that frivolously because I have deep compassion and I do a lot of prayer work for the people that are impacted by these big, huge evolutionary changes that are happening on the planet right now. And I also trust all the souls that are involved. And it doesn't keep me from being immune to them, but it does help me to be able to not get under the covers and not come out. Right? So, and that would be easy to do right now in our world, is to get under the covers, put them over our head and say, oh my God, I can't deal with this anymore. And again, tell the story that helps you. Tell the story that makes you feel alive and fulfilled and happy and joyful and possible, because you become a point of light when you're in that energy for all of humanity, right? My guides have told me that one bad thing, like, or horrible evil thing that happened, one powerful thought with authentic, real belief and thought of love and compassion is 1,000 times more powerful than that evil thing. And so, and again, I don't know if any of that's true, but I know that it's worked for me. And I know that it works for the thousands I've worked with, that we change the dynamics of our life. And in a way, I talk a lot about being in good shape in the midst of, right? It's a very powerful state of being. That I am powerful, I'm love, and I'm light in the midst of all that is happening around me. That all of life is here for me, including the things that are happening. I believe that we are in a new paradigm of transformation right now. All of humanity is, that there's a breakdown happening before the breakthrough. Patriarchy had to shift, had to. We are in the age of Aquarius. We're moving more and more and more into the feminine energy. And what creates the most transformation? What? We've already talked about it. Resistance. So we're faced right now with a ton of resistance, and our job is to be in good shape in the midst of it. Actually say that. I say that to myself. Can I be in good shape in the midst? What if I could be in good shape in the midst of this moment in my life or what's happening in the world? And then what happens is we actually become a being of light contributing. We also are more connected to our own guidance, and our guidance starts giving us information of where to go, where to be, so that we are in good shape because we are in good shape. So what also happens is we become somewhat insulated. So if something big and massive and upsetting and horrible is about to happen, they say, you know what? It's time for a vacation. Go to Hawaii, right? And there you are in Hawaii when that thing happens back there. And it's not because we're protected or better than or anything other than we are in a vibration that no longer matches that terrible event that's going to happen. And for the people that are in the terrible event, we get to hold them in a space of the love and light and power that they are. We get to see them and trust their soul. I do a prayer circle every month on the day that matches the month. And that's what we do in that prayer circle. We look for the places in the planet that are in suffering and pain, and we just bring our attention to the light and power and love that they are. The greatest gift you can give another soul is to see them, to see the light, love, and power that they are, to see the soul journey that they're on. And so I'm not sure if that it directly answered your question, but that belief and that belief that many people who follow me take on, I believe is the vibration of light that the world needs right now. And I think it's working.
Yeah, and I know I feel that as well, very, very deeply, intrinsically. It's more than intellectual. And intellectually, I can look at things like this, something called the Global Well-Being Index. It goes back 200 years. It measures all kinds of things like female literacy and lifespan and infant mortality, environmental diversity. It measures actually several billion data points. And it shows for the last 200 years, I mean, there have been interruptions, you know, in that movement, but it shows things moving steadily upwards over the last 200 years, and that human beings actually are thriving today in a way which they've never done before. So there's the data like that. But also I know that as I meditate, I feel in touch with that life that is there all the time. The whole cycle of life is moving, and it is uninterrupted. It's eternal. And so you get in touch with that, and then it's a powerful space to be in. And then you certainly see all the things going on in the world that are terrible. And yet you're seeing them from this, or you're holding them from this perspective of breath, of life, of trust. And it's a very different perspective. It's one that heals you despite all of these things going on. So I encourage you, as you're listening to this, as you're sharing with Jennifer and I, to find that point in you. By going and suffering, you cannot help people who are suffering. By breathing and feeling compassion, both for those who are suffering and both for the victims and the perpetrators, then you're moving yourself into this powerful space in which transformation is possible. So I invite you to focus on being there and really seeing how you can shift and how, from that perspective, you're able to offer a sense of well-being that may be extending, as Jennifer was saying, far beyond our limited local selves. We're going to a break right now. Please stay tuned. You're listening to High Energy Health. For more on Jennifer's work and to get three of her wonderful sessions, go to the website www.spontaneoustransformationcertification.com/3STT. We'll be right back after a break.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
So, Jennifer, how do you apply energy medicine to those large-scale global issues?
One of the things we talked about is using the moment of your own reaction to them as a point of access, right? And so I have a little energy medicine technique called the Soul Power Formula that's 4 steps that allows you to use that moment of reaction to actually, as a point, to actually heal the part of you that's ready to heal. For me, when I'm in a point of reaction, it is revealing to me what's ready to be healed next. So there's 4 steps. And the first step starts with, what are you reacting to? What's happening? And what is your reaction? And step one is, feel your feelings. Now, honest to God, Dawson, I think you know this. This is really, really hard for a lot of people to actually authentically feel your feelings. Now, authentically feeling your feelings only takes 90 seconds to 3 minutes. That's it. And the spontaneous transformation technique helps people to access decades-old repressed feelings. So the Soul Power Formula allows you to bring conscious attention to the moment of upset and feel what you're feeling, right? So something happens and you feel. So how do you feel your feelings? I feel angry. I feel sad. I feel frustrated. I feel envy. I feel shame. So most people get confused and start telling the story of what's wrong. That's not a feeling. Feeling is very, very basic. Sad, anger, frustration, shame, envy, worry. These are feelings. And so what we want to do in phase one is, boy, I feel really angry. And then you feel it. Wow, I feel angry. Oof. I feel angry. Oh, I feel angry. And then we allow ourselves to feel it. 90 seconds to 3 minutes, there's going to be a little moment where it completes. Where it's not completely complete, but it's like, okay, I don't feel as angry. And then step two is, what's really happening? What are the facts? What are the facts? Most of the time, the facts are, someone did something and I reacted. Most of the time, that's what's really going on. They're doing something and I am in reaction to it. So when we look at the facts from that perspective, there's actually nothing really going on. There's just our reaction to something that happened. A stimuli reaction. right? So when we look at it from the facts, it takes all the oxygen out of the story of what's wrong. And we no longer are spiraling down into this, I'm a victim. We're now in, wow, someone said something, I reacted. But we just felt our feelings, so we're able to access that those facts a little bit more clearly. Step four is take a healing action. Heal this moment. This moment is a point of access for you to heal something within yourself. That's why it's here. It's a moment of resistance. And so use one of your bag of tricks to heal. Use the spontaneous transformation technique. Right now, you've been given the URL for three different ones, one for money, relationship, and health, right? You can do that. You could do an EFT session on yourself. You could do, I have this other system called What If that you'll experience in the STT session. You can do that. You have any other mental mind-changing tricks, mindset-changing tricks, meditate. That's what you do in step three. You heal and change the energy. And step four is, who are you now? Notice that you have more freedom, more openness in your field. Notice your connection to soul, if that's something that feels right. What action would you take now from the energy, the healed energy you're in now? So step one, feel your feelings. Step two, what are the facts? Step three, take a healing action and actually heal. And step four, notice who you are when you're done. Step four is really important because the mind can sometimes go backwards and say, yeah, nothing really happened. So when you bring conscious attention to it, you notice that you've changed, and that noticing that you've changed amplifies the change. And that's the soul power formula.
So noticing that you've changed, that amplifies the change, is realizing you're in a different state now than you were before.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. And just noticing that, that's, guess what that is? That's the new story. You just told yourself, I have healed, creates a story of I have healed in your cells, in your hormones, in your body, in your mind, and in your disposition. And that creates something different in your life and your surroundings and with the person that maybe just bugged you.
You know, having spent time with you in person on quite a number of occasions and felt your wonderful energy as well as feeling it now, I just want to end our time together today with you now and how you feel and how you live right now. So the you that I see now here, this amazing shining being, as you are moving ahead into your life, what are you looking forward to? How are you seeing yourself shifting? And what does your personal journey look like to you? Just in the last couple of minutes, I'd love to know where you're moving to, how it feels to be you, and what it's like to live as you are now compared to the way you used to live.
Wow. Yeah. So, you know, I had one of my things that I've been playing with most of my life is ego and money. These are, you know, we have these things that we play with, right, that we use as points of resistance to overcome. And so I'm at a really cool place now where I've used the techniques I am showing you all. I used the STT for 10 years before I even revealed it. I use the soul power formula constantly. I feel my feelings all the time. I know that everything is here for me. And my life is not perfect. I still have, you know, wonderful, amazing, important points of resistance that are guiding me. And they're nudging me to something a little bit different for what's next for me personally. I believe that I get to be part of a new movement that has to do with healing sexual abuse. And that's in part what the spontaneous transformation technique was originally designed to do. So I'm in the process of writing a really cool fictional book. I'm writing a musical. I'm creating a workbook. I'm creating an entirely new, and all of them are different than what I've created before. I'm actually a really good marketer as well. I worked in corporate America for many years as a brand strategist and marketing executive. And so I've been creating, you know, funnels to promote healing, to promote my digital products that promote healing. That's still going to be there, but it's going to be in through a new platform of this movement of what is the soul? What was the abuse? How do we heal? And what comes next? So it's a whole new framework based on a lot of what we talked about here today, but it's creating a whole new platform, and I don't exactly know what it looks like yet, but I trust the process implicitly, and I trust that I'll be nudged through resistance to get there, and I'll be nudged through love to get there.
Isn't it fun to be in the process, be in the question, be in the and be okay with that too? And as soon as you want to get there and be there and see the destination, but it's just wonderful too to be comfortable and be okay with taking a deep breath and being with things just the way they are.
This is the adventure. We're here for the adventure, not the destination. We never were about the destination. Destinations are boring. The adventure is where it's all at.
Oh, I gotta turn that into one last exercise for everyone.
Okay.
So write in your journal to end up with here today. It's not the destination. It's the journey. It's my journey that's important. And hopefully we've given you some really powerful tools for your journey today. Apply these things, apply these journal insights in your life. And it's a way of shifting not just your psychological perspective, but the cells of your body as well. Jennifer, thank you so much for your wonderful work. I wish you were in person. I'd give you a huge big hug, but we'll have to do it energetically, which we can do as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining Jennifer and I today. We will see you in the next episode. Wonderful to connect with all of you. And again, I look forward to you applying these wonderful practical insights in your life. All the best till then.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get the genie in your genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.HealthyLife.net.